at the commission meeting in August, our staff provided an update to you on changes that have been implemented now, or being implemented to achieve efficiencies in the fishery management plan process. And some of the changes include the timing of the steps in the initial development of the draft plans, how the division works with the advisory committee and how the committee operates, and what the fishery management plan documents themselves look like. And so before the initial development of the draft plan, a scoping period is held, and we have done that now twice, and the staff will detail that for you shortly. And the purpose of the scoping period is to notice the public that the review of the plan is underway, to inform the public of the stock status if one is available or applicable, solicit input from the public on potential management strategies to be developed in the draft plan, and also to recruit advisors to serve on the advisory committee for the fishery management plan. As I say, those changes are being implemented now, and have occurred for our current Fishery Management Plan Amendment 2 and Southern Flounder Fishery Management Plan Amendment 3. So the staff will come up and give you a scoop on how that went. Our Blue Crab Fishery Management Plan is nearly complete. It is before you today for final action. And again, staff will walk you through that agenda item. I won't go into it here for the interest of time. So there are two other plans to bring you up to speed on. First is our Fishery and Strike Bass Fishery Management Plan, and we do not have an additional presentation for you on these two plans, so wanted to take just a minute to share the details with you. For the review of the Fishery and Strike Bass Fishery Management Plan, the assessment of the Central Southern Management Area stocks, which are the Tar, Pamlico, Neuse, and Cape Fear Rivers, as well as the Albemarle Sound Roanoke River stock, that began in 2017 is continuing. The peer review workshop for the AR stock was held in December here in New Bern. The peer reviewers felt there was too much uncertainty in stock status in the determination to recommend the current version of the stock assessment in its existing form for management use at this time. They provided areas of focus to improve the stability of the model. And while staff was working on the recommended follow-up tasks, an error in the data was discovered that is also being addressed and evaluated for its overall effect on the model. After reviewing available data, life history information, and stock assessment techniques, the Extreme Strike Bass Plan development team determined that traditional stock assessment methods would not be appropriate for the Central Southern Management Area stocks, because of the high hatchery contribution and lack of natural recruitment in these systems. So the team is nearing completion of the evaluation of these stocks, including a matrix model for the Tar, Pamlico, and Neuse rivers, and a tagging model for the Cape Fear River. The assessment of all the estuarine stocks will inform the review of the plan and development of Amendment 2 to the plan. And just a reminder that this plan is a joint fishery management plan with the Wildlife Resources Commission, so all updates and reviews are joint efforts by both agencies. The final update is on the spotted sea trout fishery management plan. A benchmark stock assessment for spotted sea trout is underway that coincides with the scheduled review of the plan. The prior stock assessment from 2014 indicated the stock is not overfished nor experiencing overfishing. The spotted sea trout plan development team met in June of last year for the first of the workshops, that was the planning workshop. In September, they held a data workshop. And the team is completing the working papers from that data workshop and also preparing to incorporate data through 2019 to be more reflective of recent fishing activities. So at the outset, they had data through 2018, and due to the recent fishing activity for spotted sea trout, the decision was made to incorporate that additional year of data. So as soon as those data are verified and available, then a second data workshop will be held. And we'll continue to bring you updates on both of these plans until we're at a point to actually bring you a presentation as they steps occur for the Marine Fisheries Commission. I do want to walk you through the third page of the memo that was in your briefing materials. It's a figure that is sort of a flow chart, if you would, of the steps as they come to the Marine Fisheries Commission. It has arrows. it's worth taking just a moment to walk you through that handout because it will apply as we encounter the action steps today for the shrimp and southern flounder and blue crab plants. Does everybody have that available to them, or maybe a neighbor near you has it? Okay. So you'll see at the top for southern flounder and shrimp, the first step as far as action for the commission will be to take a look at the overall timeline and the goal and objectives and actually vote to approve the goal and objectives for those two plans. Also, the staff will update you on how the scoping period went and the effort to develop the initial draft of both the flounder amendment 3 and shrimp amendment 2. So those steps are reflected at the top. The third line shows the commission voting to approve the draft plans to go out to the public and advisory committees for review and comment. This will occur at your November meeting for both of these plans. Both plans are on the same timeline right now. The step after that, as far as reviewing the input from the public and committee review, and the commission picking the preferred management options and sending the plans forward to the department and legislature for review, that's captured in that fourth line, and that would be February of next year. The next couple of lines refer to rulemaking, if rulemaking is required to implement the plans. We do not know that yet because the plans have not yet been drafted. If rulemaking is not required, such as in the case of the Blue Crab Amendment 3 that is before you today, then the final action can occur as far as final approval of the plan, followed by implementation by existing authority and existing rules by proclamation. So these steps will be a theme for the next three presentations. Just wanted to give you that as a compass to follow and maybe helpful to be able to anticipate when these plans would be coming to you over the next year for various action steps. So that's a little longer than usual, Mr. Chairman. But it lays the groundwork for the next three presentations. I hope and I'm glad to take any questions.
Questions, Karen? Not as usual, great time.
Thank you
so much.